Mobile Rolling, presented by Garratt's Horse and Hound, making shopping easier with their online store. The same extensive catalogue, the same keen prices, online or over the phone. 1800 060 896 or visit horseandhound.com.au.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Mobile Rolling, and special thanks to Garratt's Horse and Hound. And Garratt's Horse and Hound, who were part of the SA Botcher 3-Year-Old Cup sponsorship as well, Saturday night at Globe Derby, where Botcher was celebrating 100 years, is pretty well one of the reasons why I've got my very special guest on, because when the presentation was taking place at the Botcher 3-Year-Old Cup, I could see the genuine happiness out there on the track with trainer Jill Nielsen, and her mum was out there with her. They bred the winner of the race, and Jill trained the Quinella, and she got a double that night. And I thought I'd catch up with Jill, because Jill, a former president of Botcher, to find out exactly what got us so excited out there. And Jill joins us on the show. Jill, congratulations, and well done for Saturday night.
Thank you, Jimmy. Yeah, much appreciated. Yeah, it was a great night. Absolutely fantastic.
So what was the genuine happiness about? I mean, I wasn't imagining things there. I could see the glimmer in your mum's eyes. She was out there on the track with you as you let her out onto the track to go and pat the guy that just won the race with Just Chai. So what was it all about, Jill?
Well, I think really because, I mean, I was on the Botcher committee for many, many, many years, and then I was president for a few years, and then I stepped down but stayed on the committee. And, yeah, look, Botcher's always been close to my heart. I think it's an association that is very much needed. And, yeah, look, last Saturday night when, and I know all the trouble that Leanne and her committee had gone to as president of Botcher to make the night successful, and then for it to all fall apart due to the weather. And I knew that Just Chai would be, well, I believe that he would be competitive. I thought he'd be around the mark. Obviously knew nothing about Aaron Torse drawing the pole, you know, just heard the raps. But I genuinely was confident that he'd do the best he could. So, yeah, look, it had a, and as you say, we've, Mum and I, who's, you know, getting on in age, has, we've, you know, bred him. And it's just something special when you see them come from a foal, breaking them in, you know, see them be little, you know, so-and-sos when you're educating them, and then finally get them to become racehorses. There's a lot of work that goes in all of that, and I just, yeah, it's just something special. It's a race I wanted to win because of my association with Botcher. And, yeah, look, the kick that the family really and Mum gets out of it is worth every dollar that we win, really. You know, that's really what it's all about.
Yeah. And look, Mum's had some pretty good winners in the time, because you use her colours. And look, only people with grey hair or no hair would remember the horses that she used to race a long time ago, like your Addius Court, your Deep Court, Cassius Court, those types of horses. And you've reinvigorated those colours back into the racing with this guy and her horses.
Well, that's right. I mean, some of those horses were, you know, in the 70s and even, you know, late 60s, some of them, at his court, and then into the 70s. And then Mum didn't have any horses. And even though we'd raced a few together, you know, I just used my colours, never gave it a lot of thought. Then one day we were talking about licence renewals, and I discovered that she'd continued to renew her licence for those colours for 31 years. And they were still sitting in the cupboard. So when we bred our second one, but Just Cappy, and I thought he was going to be a nice horse. His first start, I produced and re-registered her colours without her knowing, and produced him, and he won. And you know, the excitement the mum we see, you know, to get to see those colours without her knowledge, to be back on track winning races, and it's just, you know, one of those fairy tale things that come true. So it's just lovely to see those colours out there with the history behind them. I mean, you know, they've, you know, won so many big races in the past, you know, Hunter Cups and Miracle Miles and all that sort of thing. So it's really special to have them go round.
Yeah. Do you remember back in those days, those horses racing, Jill? I mean, did you follow them around Australia when they went around, like the Addius Courts, the Deep Courts and those sorts of horses?
Well, I'd actually like to say that I'm not old enough to do that, but I can't.
I know you are, because I remember them.
I was going to say, I think we grew up together, Jimmy. So, you can't. I can't get away with that. So, yeah, look, I travelled mainly to Victoria, and that's with the associations with the Simons family, Lisa Miles' grandparents. And it got to the stage there that every school holidays for years and years and years, that's where I went and trained horses with them and spent time with them. So, I didn't go to New Zealand. I think I went to one in New South Wales. You followed them because, when they travelled off, someone, not that I was much good in those, good at doing anything with them, not very helpful, but, I could help with things around home. So, certainly followed them. Mum went everywhere with them. So, it was a great time. It's so different than these days, but it was a magnificent time.
Yeah. And what about when you have a chat with your mum, like a family chat around the kitchen table? What were her favourite horses? Did she have one that she favoured more than the others of those great horses of the past?
Oh, look, I think Addius Court would probably be her favourite, who was, her father then, her mum's horse after he passed away. But, he was just a lovely stallion. He was just big, robust chestnut. And Deep Court probably had more ability, but he didn't have the brains. When it comes to standing starts and that, he was a bit of a rogue, but my God, could he put his best foot forward when the time came. Then she had, the Cassius Courts and horses like that. I mean, so, it's a little bit difficult, but I'd have to say I would think that Addius Court would be her favourite.
Yeah.
And they're all what we call in our dead corner. I mean, they were buried on this property many, 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 many years ago. They're still here.
Oh, that's fantastic. They run in what I call our major race, the Inter Dominion. We had so many South Australians going over the Melbourne Showgrounds. I think we had about six or seven runners in one Inter Dominion there where they were in, and they were sensational, weren't they?
Yeah, and they had such a following from all the local people. It was really something special. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Well, okay. And look, we spoke about Just Chai. It was a good win and a perfect drive by Danny. She just got him in the right position at the right time, made the move at the right time. And obviously something went amiss with American Beauty. I mean, she had a vet's examination where she, she was the heavily backed favourite and there was a condition reported. But he still did the job. But I've got to say, Deadline hit the line pretty good as well. He didn't let the team down.
No. Actually, I've got to be honest, it was a little bit of a surprise that he ran home as good as he did. Tiana said that when she said, let's go, she said it gave her a heck of a surprise. I think she said it was very, very close to even Greg Rogers' wheel, I think she said at the time. But, he was flying home. So, I think he's just a typical young horse, and we have them, we have predominantly young horses here. But, something just seems to click and they just start to learn. And, he's driving a lot better than he was when he first started racing, and things are just starting to all fall into place.
Yeah.
So that was a lovely surprise.
Yeah, the Quinella in the race that you wanted to win was fantastic.
Yes.
So, yeah, exactly. Just Jai, he's by the Sunshine Beach at a Cafe LA. Just Cappy, look, he had his run at Mildura. His first run was it nearly a year, Jill? And what happened at Mildura?
Yep. And he's still trying to get out, I think. That's racing. I'm very pleased with him at the moment. He'll probably head back that way again. We're going to be doing quite a few trips up there. So, if the right races are there, he'll probably head back. But he just had little niggly injuries, and then we'd be about to trial him, and then he hurt himself, or he actually pulled a muscle up in his groin, which took a long, long time to come good. So, but, he'll be back on the scene racing at his best very soon, I think.
Yeah. He's the older half-brother, so do you think his next run will be interstate at Mildura, or is there a race here for him?
Quite possibly next week there's a race there that he can go in, and we've got to take some others up. So, more than likely he'll be up there.
Okay. Of course, the night started off fantastically because Charming Major, who you trained for your son Chris, he showed his old gate speed from a wider draw. It's amazing how a draw can make a difference, isn't it? You know, because like he came again quite quick, as we know, but he was back to his normal quick speed at the start, and that won him the race.
Look, I think that the draw and the Danny factor, that horse absolutely loves Danny. When Ryan drives him, he tries to impersonate Danny as much as he can, because I think Ryan's very aware that, you know, he just gives it, just lifts for Danny. So, and Danny loves driving him, which I'm very grateful for, because she gets the choice to drive so many. And, they just work. And there's just no reason. She just lifts him, you know, and it just works. So I'm grateful for the fact that she stuck with him, because he can just find the gate speed. He finishes off so much better when Danny's driving him. So, that was a good start tonight. And Chris hasn't been to the races for a while, but he decided to come along, so that was even better.
Yeah, I saw him out there on track, probably more so with the three-year-old. I don't know if I saw him out there with Charming Major, but I wasn't paying much attention. But I definitely saw him out there with the three-year-old race.
No, I asked him and actually Elise, that helps us to come out and make sure that they hold him, because he can be a little bugger, and I always worry about mum being out there, and if something happens, and you know, it's best that one of us cops rather than her. So, he'd come out to give us a hand, really.
Yeah. Well, it was a good night Saturday night, Jill. And look, as a former president of Botra, I mean, you mentioned that, you know, you think Botra is a very important part of racing here in South Australia, that we've got to have it. What do you think are the ideals of Botra, and what's your philosophy about Botra here in SA?
Oh, look, I think they do so much behind the scenes to help with state money. And, I mean, I know that they did help with a lot of state money Saturday night, and they try and, you know, raise awareness about different things and bring to attention, I think, a lot of things that people behind the scenes might complain about, but they don't actually do anything about it. So a lot of things, I mean, I know the IOC's there as well, and we have a representative on there being Aaron. So a lot of things do get through, but, I mean, Leanne just does so much work trying to be involved, like, you know, rehoming and integrity and things like that. I mean, it's good to be able to talk to somebody and that can then pass on the information, and look at. And I think one of the biggest things with when you have a lot of individuals, you know, a lot of people about what is in relation to them rather than the big picture. And I think sometimes, you know, you can listen to a lot of people and then take the big picture to, the powers that be in HRSA and get things across a little bit better.
Yeah. No, well said. And I think what you said at the start was well said as well. A lot of people that are out there that just follow racing, they don't realise all the hard work and the commitment that goes on, where you breed a horse, you raise it, you get it broken in, you teach it to race, it goes to the races, and the thrill that it gives the people that have done that work when they get out there and they see their horse run, and then when they see it win, it's like winning cross lotto virtually, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And, you know, we're lucky because, you know, as you're very well aware, Jim, the majority of the horses that we have here are bred by Jeff Eaton, and the others are, you know, the other few are normally to do with us. But, you know, you just see them come here as not little rats, but, you know, they got no clue what they're doing, and we've got to teach them all that. And, I'm also lucky to have two of the best in the business, which being, you know, Katie Wilson and Elise Brackenshaw. Like, you know, they've just been out there with a couple of little ones, and, you know, sometimes you bounce off fences. They've just got to learn what they got to do. And to see them from go to that stage to out there winning races is just a huge thrill, huge thrill.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the team that are there at your stables now, Jill, that are helping getting the winners there.
Well, everybody knows Katie used to be Katie Lobb, now Katie Wilson. I mean, she's driven and trained for many, many years in her own right, and then was helping out Aaron. And then a few years ago, I was lucky enough to get Katie to come on board. And, she's my right hand. If I go away or anything needs to be done, I mean, she's popping up to Mildura tomorrow. She's fearless, crazy, fearless. And Elise Brackenshaw, she's I think when she first came here, she wasn't sure what to expect. And now she just takes it all in a stride, you know. And the pair of them, their favourite saying is, what's the worst that can happen? And yeah. I just go, okay, righto. And you've got to be like that around young horses. And I couldn't do what I do without, you know, either of those. So I'm very, very fortunate. And it is a team effort. You know, my name might be there as trainer, but if it wasn't for the girls, you know, I couldn't do what I do. I mean, we've got 23 horses here. So, you know, it's a big task.
Yeah, and a bit of travel. Like we mentioned Mildura, you've done a few trips there with your team. You've got a couple there tomorrow night. Honeybun and Tiddlywinks are going around there at Mildura tomorrow night as well. And there's more trips to come, Jill, to try and pick up that elusive Vicbred bonus.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I haven't got any horses in today. Our young ones, some of the young ones, Rock and Rooster and Mr. Cheese, they've rocked up. You know, week in, week out, from going from runarounds to trials to races. And with having to travel soon, I just felt that this week would be a good time to have a break from racing. And, you know, like you say, Katie's going up tomorrow. I'll probably go to Mildura the following week. But we've got to chase those bonuses. I mean, I dislike the fact that I probably don't get to Piri as much as I'd like. But, you know, when you've got an $8,000 bonus, you know, to chase... and probably a $7,000 race, you just can't. They're the cream on the cake, you know. And as we all know, HRSA try their absolute best with stake money, but we've just got to go up there and grab that when we can.
Yeah, well, you look, the owners have made a commitment to you. You've got to make a commitment to them to get them some
absolutely.
Sort of money back, don't you? Yeah.
Yes. So we'll be going up there. I think we've got about 10 or 12 bonuses here to be chasing, so it's... I mean, the odd one we'll leave up there. I left Izzy Kohler up there last week when she didn't end up racing. But there'll be the odd one we'll leave up there, but most of them will probably just be going up and back.
Yeah. Hey, Jill, well done for Saturday night. I could see the genuine
Thank
happiness
you.
And I appreciate your time on Mobile Rolling once again. And, congratulations to you and Mum. And, well, I saw your brother Gary in the crowd as well, whole family cheering there, so that was fantastic. It was good to see, Jill.
Yeah, no, it was. It was a great night, and Botcher put on a great spread upstairs for, you know, they had a few people up there, and it was really good. Jive Cafe, they catered, you know, it catered for it, did a great job, and even though I was back and forth and poor old Katie was left down the stables for the majority of it, it was a fantastic night, and I appreciate Botcher going to the trouble of putting it on.
Yeah, great work, Jill. Good to have a chat. We'll see you on track.
Thanks, Jimmy.